Do you answer the phone if it rings in the middle of, you know, while you're still moving, while you're between red lights?
I do sometimes. It may depend where I am. If I'm on, if in between traffic lights, I might. If I'm on the highway, I won't. It's actually case by case.
Right. and again, because that was happening to me a lot, mm-hmm. and then because I also too think that laws against distracted driving actually are not strict enough, mm-hmm. I decided to try to find a way inside my car to try to follow the letter of the law as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Between the way the iPhone already works with its speakerphone and mm-hmm. My little Bluetooth headset that I have, mm-hmm. I can do just about anything on the phone without ever having to touch it.
Right.
Now, there are still some people who would say that still counts as distracted driving.
Yeah.
Because you're still thinking about, oh, what song do I want to play?
Yeah.
And the phone isn't in my hand, but I'm touching it and I'm kind of looking at it. That still counts as distracted driving. But at the very least, I can say I'm within the letter of the law.
Well, you could be hands-free and talking to someone, right? And still be distracted.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder how different that is from having a passenger sitting next to you.
You're right.
Like sometimes I feel distracted talking to the person sitting next to me.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to start worrying about it to that degree, then if I'm legally obligated to never have my phone on even in the car, then I say, okay, let's get the smokers too. Because having basically a fire in your hand while you're driving to me is distracted driving, or trying to get a cigarette out of its box, put it to your lips, and then light it is distracted driving.
How many accidents do you know that have been caused by smokers?
Probably more than have been actually recorded. How's that? Probably the police don't even ask. You know, well, why did you make that right turn when you did? Or why did you make that left turn when you did? Oh, well, you know, what can I say? I just didn't see the guy. When the truth was, the guy was trying to light up and just never told the police.
Right. Well, I think you could never write enough laws to do away with all kinds of distractions. There's so many things you could do in the car that can distract you.
You're right. You're quite right. There's a point where it just becomes fascism, I suppose. But yeah. I'm just so anti-smoking, anti-cigarettes that that's every time I can like really put the hammer down on tobacco and cigarettes, mm-hmm. I think I will. But I've always thought that people who smoke and then fumble around in their purse for a cig while they're driving, while their foot is on the gas, to me, that's distracted driving as much as you to occasionally just turn off a call so that then you don't have to answer it. You're actually trying to not be distracted, and that's as distracted as somebody who's going to hit a cigarette and technically touching your phone is illegal, but touching your box of cigarettes is not. That's unfair.